بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah's words are the best words. And Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He guides those who turn to Him. They are those who believe in Him and their hearts become contented with the remembrance of Allah. يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. You want to know who is deserving of Allah's guidance? The people who turn to Allah are deserving of His guidance. يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who turn to Him are those who believe in Him and whose hearts become contented in His remembrance. أَلَا. Behold, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts become content. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked a hadith documented by Imam Ahmad and others. He was asked, أَيُّ الْجِهَادِ أَفْضَلْ. Which striving in Allah's path, which striving is the best? He said, those who strive in Allah's path, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. Those while striving in Allah's path are the most in remembrance of Allah. He was then asked, صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَيُّ الصَّائِمِينَ أَفْضَلْ. Which of those who fast are the best? He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. Those who fast and they are most in the remembrance of Allah. He wasn't asked the same about salah, zakah, and hajj. And with all these questions, who are the best to give zakah? Who are the best to perform hajj? Who are the best who perform salah? He said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. Those who perform these activities, those who perform these rituals, these ibadat, and they are the most in the remembrance of Allah. They are the best amongst those who perform these activities. The Sahabi then said, I think it's Abu Dharr or Abu Hurairah, he said, ذَهَبَ الذَّاكِرُونَ بِالْأُجُورِ. Those who remember Allah have gone away with all the rewards. Nabi Muhammad SAW said, أَجَلْ. Most certainly, yes. It's about remembering Allah through the action, by the action, because of the action, with the action, during the action, before the action and after the action. It's about connecting with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the time that we're living in, we need that connection. Just by thinking of Him, we are connected. Just by mentioning Him, we are connected. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, says on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith Qudsi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah says, مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Whosoever remembers me by himself, I remember him by myself. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُ. Whosoever remembers me in a gathering, I remember him and mention him in a gathering better than he is. All that we can say in remembrance of Allah, all that we can think of as per our Creator, grounds us, keeps us focused, keeps us pure, makes us content and solidifies us. Otherwise we pull from side to side. Otherwise we pushed from side to side. Otherwise we are shoved from side to side. Not maybe physically, but in our hearts, in our minds, intellectually we are pushed. In our hearts too, spiritually we are pushed from side to side. But the dhikrullah grants contentment. We are truly alive when we remember Allah. And if we walk around in this dunya, even if we're doing some physical acts, we are like the dead. We are like the dead. The dhikr is the ruh. The best that we could say is La ilaha illallah. أفضل ما قلته والنبيون من قبلي. The best that I have ever said, and those prophets before me, the best that we have ever said, Nabi Muhammad SAW said these words, the best that we have ever said, and he was of the most eloquent. He was the most eloquent of his time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he said, the best that I have ever said, and all the messengers before me that have ever said, is La ilaha illallah. There's no better, no more eloquent, not more beautiful, not more rich, not more valuable. La ilaha illallah. And Allah describes La ilaha illallah as a kalima tayyiba, a beautiful word, a good word, a truly pure word. A truly pure word. Now, alam tara kayfa daraba Allah mathalan kalimatan. I'm excited. Tayyiba ka shajaratin tayyiba asluha thabit wa far'uha fi as-samaa. Now, Allah says, have you reflected about this parable? Have you given this parable, this analogy, some thought? Give it some thought, Allah says. The analogy of a beautiful word, the most beautiful word, which all Mufassirun say is La ilaha illallah. That most beautiful word with roots that are firmly embedded in the ground. even though its branches are high up in the sky, like a palm tree. Naam. You would think, because it's so high up in the sky, it being exposed to everything and the stronger levels of wind high up there, it would cause it to break and cause it to be pushed from side to side. But it is firm because its roots are firm. More than that, Allah says, unlike the plants and trees of this world that bear fruits seasonally, in season, what do you think about such a beautiful, powerful word that is like a powerful tree, كَشَجْرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ with roots that are so firm in the ground, أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, its branches are high up in the sky, and تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ, it gives and produces fruits in every season, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, by the permission of its Lord. Think about this. This analogy, Allah says, Alam tara, have you given it some thought? Have you looked into it? Have you thought about it? This kalima la ilaha illallah is of such a nature. No matter where we are, no matter where we find ourselves, in which season of our lives, or in which condition of our lives, the kalima tayyiba, if in our hearts, and we live by it, decide by it, speak by it, plan by it, interact because of it, it will bear fruit all the time, no matter in which season of our lives or in which situation in our lives. La ilaha illallah. Think about it. All of these things are connected to taqwa. All are the benefits and fruits of taqwa, that consciousness of Allah. Dhikr is part of taqwa, consciousness of Allah, and living our lives in a manner that protects us from His displeasure. Now, may Allah grant us this ability. To think before we utter and to busy our tongues with dhikrullah. We need to be firm in the times that we're living in. Now, and the whole idea behind Ramadan, again, is to conscientize us into remembering Him more. I bow because of Him. I'm fasting because of Him. I'm reciting more because of Him. I'm more consistent with my prayer. Or I add prayers even during the day because of Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be rest assured, if this is the focus, if Allah is the focus, if Allah is the goal, then you'll see even dunya will come easier to you. But if dunya is the goal, it will stress you out and you won't be satisfied and you lose everything because you never had Allah in the first place too. But if Allah is the goal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm doing for dunya, but I'm working for dunya, but to please my maker, because all linked to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I see He will grant that the dunya also comes to me easily. Think about it. Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was in connection with Allah. His life was all about Allah. And therefore, even though others would turn away in times of physical danger, Nabi Muhammad SAW being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Allah is in charge, did not fear any man. He was shy at times, but he was firm and strong at times too. Why? Because he had Allah on his side. And Allah, if Allah is on your side, what else do you need? Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw. Allah is definitely with those who have taqwa. What did Nabi Musa alayhi salam do in front of the Red Sea? Allah's with me, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. And then what happened with the ocean? In the expedition of Hunayn, when the Sahaba were in a valley, and they only realized late that the mushrikun and all their allies were going to descend upon them from the hills, down into the valley, they were caught. They say, of all the information, all the occurrences and experiences of bravery before that they knew of, that they preserved, they never witnessed any scene of bravery like the one they witnessed on that day, where they were coming into the valley. And then they realized that the allies were coming from on top, so naturally they either stopped or they retreated. Everyone stopped or retreated except one man, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He continued running forward and calling out at the top of his voice, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibn Abd al-Muttalib." I am the prophet with no falsehood. I am the prophet with all that is true. I am the grandson of Abd al-Muttalib. Conviction, Allah's on my side. I don't need anyone else. You stop, you retreat, Allah's with me. Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw. Allah is definitely with those who have taqwa. Walladhina hum muhsinun. So it starts with remembrance. Gaining contentment and then planning our lives based on this remembrance. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us truly alive with His remembrance. May Allah grant us to taste contentment in our hearts through His remembrance. May Allah make us of those who gain maximum benefit from their fasting because of remembering Him more. Gain maximum benefit from their salah because they remember him more. Gain maximum benefit from their recitation because they remember Him more. Gain maximum benefit from their charities because they remember Him through the charities. Like Rasulullah SAW said, those who do all these activities but they remember the most, they are the ones who benefit the most. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.